ಶ್ರೀ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮನೇ ನಮಃ. ಗೀತಾ ಪ್ರಬೋಧನಿ, ಕಾನ್ಸೈಸ್ ಕಾಮೆಂಟ್ರಿ ಆನ್ ಶ್ರೀಮತ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ಬೈ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ರಾಮ್ ಸುಖದಾಸ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ ಜಿ. ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 4 ಫ್ರಮ್ ವರ್ಸ್ 34 to 42. ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 4 verse 33. ಶ್ರೇಯಾನ್ ದ್ರವ್ಯಮಯಾದ್ ಯಜ್ಞಾಂಚ್ ಜ್ಞಾನಯಜ್ಞ ಪರಂ ತಪ ಸರ್ವಂ ಕರ್ಮ ಅಖಿಲಂ ಪಾರ್ಥ ಜ್ಞಾನೇ ಪರಿಸಮಾಪ್ಯತೆ. ಓ ಪರಂ ತಪ, ದಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಸ್ಕಾಚ್ ಆಫ್ ಫೋರ್ಸ್ ರಿಫರಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಅರ್ಜುನ. ನಾಲೆಜ್ ಆಸ್ ಅ ಸ್ಯಾಕ್ರಿಫೈಸ್ ಆರ್ ಯಜ್ಞ ಈಸ್ ಅ ಸುಪೀರಿಯರ್ ಟು ಸ್ಯಾಕ್ರಿಫೈಸ್ ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್. All actions in their entirety culminate in knowledge, O Partha. Comment. 12 types of sacrifices or yajna have been described above. Refer chapter 4 verses 24 up to 30. They are all performed with material things, dravamaya yajna. Compared to them, sacrifice in the form of knowledge, that is jnana yajna, is superior because after having the knowledge, the bondage of actions and objects is broken. In dravyamaya yajna, the prime importance is of actions and objects, while in the jnana yajna, discrimination and thought are of key importance. Chapter 4 verse 34. Tatviddhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadekshyanti te jnanam jnaninas tattva darshinah. To understand the true knowledge, approach the illumined souls, prostrate at their feet, render service to them, and asking questions with a humble and guileless heart, they who have realized the truth will instruct you in that knowledge or jnana. Comment. While describing the popular method of attaining the true knowledge, the Lord as if wants to convey that by just meeting a guru one does not get knowledge, and by accepting a disciple a guru's duty is not complete. If the disciple goes to a realized soul, prostrates in front of him, in other words, surrenders to him, performs actions as instructed, and he expresses his quest for the real knowledge, then the wise man, without engaging in a guru-disciple relationship, instructs the seeker about the true knowledge. The guru from whom the instructions for the true knowledge are received, he must be self-realized and must know the scriptures well. If he is self-realized but does not know the scriptures, he will not be able to completely remove the doubts of the aspirant. On the other hand, supposing he knows the scriptures well but is not self-realized, then his words would not impact deep enough to lead the aspirant to attain true knowledge. Swamiji explains the difference between self-realized versus expert on scriptures. Out of these two, for the teacher to be self-realized is of prime importance. The scriptures appear automatically from the heart of a realized soul. From the words of the seers, the scriptures are produced. Their utterances are naturally according to the scriptures. Chapter 4 verse 35. Yajnatvana punarmoham evam yasasi pandava ಯೇನ ಭೂತಾನ್ಯ ಶೇಷೇನ ದ್ರಕ್ಷ್ಯಸ್ಯಾತ್ಮನ್ಯ ತೋಮಯಿ. ಓ ಪಾಂಡವ, ದಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಅರ್ಜುನ, Having known it, you shall not again get deluded like this, for by that knowledge you shall first see all beings without exception in yourself and then in me. That means Paramatma, who is truth, knowledge and bliss. Comment. Once a person has realized himself, there is no delusion, because the delusion really does not exist. Nasato vidyate bhava. Refer Gita chapter 2 verse 16. Therefore, the knowledge about the truth is attained only once and it stays for good. As on earth, there is a night after the day. After the night, there is a day. But in the sun, night does not come at all. Consistent light is always there. Similarly, in the sunlight of self-knowledge, the darkness of delusion was never there, is not there now, will not be there, and cannot be there. The existence of delusion is assumed by the human being only. The individual being is within God. Mamai Vamsho Jivaloke. Refer Gita chapter 15 verse 7. And the world is within the individual. Yaye Dam Dharyate Jagat. Refer Gita chapter 7 verse 5. Therefore, the aspirant first realizes the world in him. Drakshas Atmani. Then he realizes himself in God. Athomai. By realizing the world within him, some trace of ego remains in him. Even though this trace of ego does not result in birth and death cycle, but it does create subtle difference from philosophical viewpoint. When the individual realizes his true self in God, then the ego is completely banished and there is nothing left except pure consciousness. Chapter 4, verse 36. Apichedasi papebhyah sarvebhyah papakrittamah sarvam jnanaplave naiva vrajinam samtarishyasi. Even if you are the most sinful of all sinners, you shall undoubtedly cross over the ocean of all sins by the raft of knowledge or wisdom alone. Comment. However many sinners there are in the whole world, if there is one who is most sinful than all, even that most sinful person can attain the true knowledge. Therefore, no one should get discouraged about his spiritual advancement. All persons have a right to attain spiritual knowledge. In attaining the knowledge, sin is not a barrier. The desire for the temporary objects is a hurdle. Refer Gita chapter 3 from verse 37 to 41. There are two divisions. Jada, which means insentient, and Chetana, which means sentient. These two divisions are not related to each other, just like darkness and light are always unrelated. All actions happen in Jada only. Actions are never happening in Chetana. All sins are in Jada only and not in Chetana. Knowing the Jada and Chetana as separate entities is the true knowledge. With this fire of knowledge, all sins are burnt for good. Chapter 4, verse 37. Yathai dhamsi samidhognir basmasat kurte arjuna jnanagnik sarva karmani basmasat kurute tatha. As the blazing fire reduces fuel to ashes, O Arjuna, so does the fire of knowledge reduces all actions to ashes. Chapter 4, verse 38. Nahi jnanena sadrisham pavitram iha vidyate tatsvayam yogasam siddha kalenatmani vindati. Verily, there is no purifier in this world like knowledge or jnana. He who is perfected in yoga, that karma yogi, surely realizes it fully in his own self. Comment: that self-knowledge for which the aspirant first abandons all actions, then he goes to a guru and surrenders to the guru, who is self-realized and is knower of scriptures, refer Gita chapter 4 verse 34, the same self-knowledge the karma yogi automatically attains while performing his duty. To attain self-knowledge, he does not have to go anywhere or engage in any other discipline. Chapter 4, verse 39. Shraddha valabhate jnanam tat para samyatendriyah jnanam labdhva param shantim achirena dhigachati. He who has faith and has mastered his senses, exclusively devoted to spiritual practices, attains knowledge or wisdom. And having gained knowledge, he immediately attains the supreme peace. Comment: he who has full control over his senses is a true aspirant of spiritual practice. That true aspirant is the one who has full faith. Such a man of complete faith attains the self-knowledge quickly. Therefore, for attaining the true knowledge, main requirement is that one must have complete faith and reverence both in the teacher and the principal. Chapter 4, verse 40. Ajnascha shraddhanascha samshayatma vinashyati nayam lokostina paraha nasukham samshayatmanaha. But one who is devoid of discriminative insight, who is devoid of shraddha or faith, the doubting self falls from the spiritual path. For the doubting self, there is neither this world nor the next nor happiness. Comment: discrimination and faith are required in all disciplines. The doubting person does not possess discrimination and faith. In other words, neither he knows himself nor does he believe in the words of others. Such a person falls from the spiritual path. He is lost and ruined in this world and the next. Chapter 4, verse 41. Yoga sanyasta karmanam jnana sanchinna samshayam atmavantam na karmani nibhadnanti dhananjaya. O Dhananjaya, that means Arjuna, through yoga or equanimity, he who is detached from all actions, whose doubts have been dispelled by knowledge or wisdom, and who is self-possessed person, actions do not bind him. Chapter 4, verse 42. Tasmat ajnana sambhutam ritstham jnana sinatmanaha chitvainam samshayam yogam atishthotishta bharata. Hence, O Bharata, that means Arjuna, having cut asunder with the sword of knowledge that means jnana, this doubt in your heart, born of ignorance, establish yourself in karma yoga, that means in the form of even-mindedness, and stand up for the fight. Om Tat Saditi, Srimad Bhagavad Gita Supanishatsu, Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre, Shri Krishna Arjuna Samvade, Jnana Karma Sanyasa Yogo Nama Chaturtho Dhyayaha. Thus, with the words Om Tat Sat, the names of the Lord as sung in the Upanishad of the Bhagavad Gita by the Lord, the science of Brahma, the scripture of Yoga, the dialogue between Shri Krishna and Arjuna ends the fourth chapter entitled The Yoga of Knowledge as well as the Discipline of Action and Knowledge. Narayana, Narayana, Narayana.